Meanwhile, the Commerce Department is one of five agencies the White House chose to pilot an idea lab in fiscal 2016. As part of the president's budget request, Commerce would get a few million dollars to create this new office. Bruce Andrews is the Deputy Secretary of Commerce. He tells executive editor Jason Miller why his department was among those chosen to pilot the idea lab.
What we envision is creating an office and a team where employees can bring new ideas and, frankly, where we can have a good area that people can come and bring new ideas to and invest in innovative approaches to try to better meet the agency's strategic goals, but also really using and harnessing the power of our great employees who are out there. Many of them have great ideas, but we need to give them a place to bring them and to allow them to grow.
Give me a sense of why Commerce was chosen among these five pilots.
We have an innovative culture where, you know, Secretary Pritzker and our entire leadership team focused on how do we improve the organization? How do we harness the power of our employees? You know, we have a very active employee engagement program already. So I think that's one thing. And then I think two is because of our mission and because, frankly, so much of what we do is central to President Obama's priorities, you know, having the opportunity to take those ideas that serve towards presidential priorities and really try to supercharge them, harnessing the creativity and the smarts of our employees.
Now, this idea of an idea lab seems to be replacing, the way you describe it, the what OMB used to run, or the around the SAVE Awards. Do you know if that's the intention, to kind of move this SAVE Award that went government-wide to just something that's agency by agency, maybe to get a bigger impact?
No, I don't think we're replacing. I think what we're really doing is trying to supercharge it and make it not just an award, but really make it a part of the culture where innovation and creativity and, frankly, creating a safe space for employees to bring ideas, for other employees and leadership to give feedback, and then being able to incubate and really put those ideas to work. But this is not just, you know, sort of looking for a one-off. This is a culture change and really looking for a way to take those ideas and make them real.
So the Health and Human Services Department kind of came up with the first idea of an idea lab. They seem to put it in place and have had good success. Have you guys checked that out yet? Would you model yours after HHS, or would you be a little different?
So our team actually did go over and watch theirs at work. And, you know, I think our folks came back very excited. I mean, I think there is a lot of good in what HHS is doing, and they clearly have blazed the trail. But I think we will take that, and then we will, you know, work to make it for what's unique about Commerce. And I think, you know, part of it is HHS's mission is a little more focused, whereas we have a pretty broad mission in various different bureaus that, you know, sometimes seem unconnected, but actually have great synergies in working together. So I think we would look to harness that and to use this, you know, for a variety of things. One, just to do things better and more efficiently, but also two, is a collaborative space for people to work together.
You requested in the budget, the 2016 budget request that just went to Congress, about $3 million. Doesn't seem like a lot of money, but give me a sense of what do you think you would use it for if Congress would approve it?
It's building a team of people. It's building the tools to help harness those people, and also to spread out and to really use it to engage our bureaus, because I think that is something that's really important as well, is we have nine bureaus who all do, you know, related but a diverse set of functions. And so, you know, being able to really effectively cover across the gamut of our department is important, and that's what the money would do.
Do you foresee a team being built of three people, of seven people? Do you have an idea yet? Have you sketched this out?
You know, we have not sketched it out yet in that level of detail. I think what we will do is we'll start with, you know, as I said, we've already looked at the HHS model, and then I think we'll sit down and we'll say, okay, there's the HHS model. What can we do to make it real within the Department of Commerce, and what do we need in terms of resources? I also think we'll look, and then, you know, we can start and then scale it up as we go along.
This is a request. There's no guarantees that Congress will come through, and even if they do, you're still a good 9 months away from the next fiscal year. What happens between now and the next fiscal year? Do you set this up on a smaller basis? Do you have a organization within Commerce that maybe can begin this process of Idea Lab?
So we're already looking at how we can start incorporating the ideas and the best practices within our existing authorization and our existing resources. You know, I mean, resources, as you know, are always, you know, a little bit challenged, but we also think this is a great idea and something that both will improve the department and really engage and, you know, and get our employees excited and involved in, frankly, harnessing their creativity. So it is something we're going to start looking at, you know, if there is a way to do an FY15, at least to start to do, I should say.
When would you see that decision be made? Do you think it's?
I don't think we have a per se timetable. I think we're going to be looking at that. I can't give you a exact time today, but it is something we're looking at.
One thing about whenever you set this up, there are some things that maybe you already look at and say we could do this better. Again, it's a little conjecture, looking far forward a little bit. But if Congress approves it, you get money, or you somehow figure out how to get this started in 2015. What are the first areas you think you'd go down? Are there certain parts of back office systems? Is there something else you could be doing, a data sharing, for instance?
I think we're actually not at that point, because I think that's going to be driven by the employees and the ideas that come in. And one of the great things about this is it really is very employee, you know, driven. And so I think what we want to do is, before we start deciding what it's going to be or not be, we'll want to go out to our employees and really have a conversation and solicit their ideas.
Now, several agencies have already solicited ideas of their employees. GSA has gotten a lot of, if you will, press and attention for their idea hub. Have you guys done that recently as well? Anything similar?
Well, so it's interesting you should ask that question, because we actually just launched a new ideas tool within the department, which is essentially an online tool. So it is a first iteration of this, but it will be a way to solicit ideas from employees, and employees can actually then go on and vote about those ideas. And if they get above a certain number of votes, it will then go into a process to be responded to, either by the department, if it's a department level policy, or by the individual bureau, if it impacts an individual bureau. What we expect, though, is for employees to come in with really creative and, frankly, interesting ideas that other people may not have thought about, or perhaps haven't received as much consideration as they should. But I think we're hopeful we'll really be able to take advantage of the great creativity of our employees.
Now, you said this was just launched. What's the timing around it? Do you foresee maybe this stays out there for a month, for 2 months, and then you look at what?
Oh, no, this is permanent. This is like, you know, and the thing is, the beauty of this is it's something that's not a one-off or a one-time, but it's something we can, you know, really commit to and, frankly, have out there as an opportunity for our employees to engage. And I'll just give you an example. We did a town hall about our budget launch, and even in just the first day, we got 50 ideas and with more than 100 votes and comments on them. So, you know, the exciting thing is our employees are already seeing this and reacting and, frankly, bringing their great ideas forward.
The other thing about this request is a $6 million for a digital services team. It seems every agency is being told to set up a digital services team. How does this digital service team relate back to the Idea Lab?
I don't think they directly relate, except to the extent that ideas come in for how to improve our IT systems. We are constantly focused on how do we make sure we have the best quality IT for our employees. And that's something, you know, that the White House has already piloted the U.S. Digital Service, and there's a great deal of demand within the federal government for that, because you have a really great team of IT professionals who can come in and be helpful. And so we are looking at that for on the Department of Commerce level to supplement, you know, the team that we already have in place, our CIO team, but, you know, bringing in, we want to, you know, continue, frankly, to make sure that we're providing our employees with the best possible technology and IT that we can.
You had the town hall. What was the reaction to the budget, generally speaking, outside of the Digital Services and Idea Lab? Were there questions? Was there anything that stood out to you from how the employees reacted to the budget request?
The employees actually reacted very favorably to the budget request, because I think the budget request and what the president requested really reflects the good work that's being done here and the fact that there are a number of presidential priorities housed in the Department of Commerce. So the reaction from our employees is actually very favorable. And, you know, doing the town hall is just another part of our continuing engagement with our employees. We want to hear the employees. We want them to interact with the senior leaders. We want them to chance to have ask their questions, you know, frankly, just to have a dialogue, because I think that's so important. And it's part of the continuing efforts we have. We were ranked number 2 of the best places to work in the federal government, and we'd like to be number 1 next year. So it is a constant dialogue and discussion with our employees.